This Friday, we're heading off to Fraser Farms in Oceanside for part two of our John and Tammy Food Fund.
Asking you to bring your non-perishable food donations, also diapers, formula, whatever you can spare. You are helping families right here in San Diego. Families that you may not even know that they're struggling with food. The elderly, yes, military families, and the working poor, and those sometimes who are just caught in a situation with, like, oh, I don't know, they lost their full-time job.
Bailey shared this story with us.
My boss calls and says, hey, we're only going to be able to make you part-time. We aren't going to be able to give you back your old full-time position. A couple of months, things were very, very tight.
Sure.
Having two children, and my wife and I, obviously, we had to tighten our belts.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, because they're first. Obviously, yep. That's our first priority. Is things got a little tight. We were starting to worry about, okay, how are we going to make sure they're fed?
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, we asked for help. We were not too ashamed to not ask for help. And so, obviously, I'm here talking to you about it, so I'm not obviously too proud to admit it that I needed help.
Mm-hmm.
We needed help.
Right.
We got that help.
Mm-hmm.
Things are much better now. I'm back to full-time. Wife is working. We're obviously doing better. Instead of paying it forward, we're now paying it back. And I'm going to do everything in my power to keep paying back. I will never forget the help we got.
You know, if you're listening to that thinking, man, I just can't imagine what it's like to, you know, not have food or have to decide which bill to pay in order to feed people. But
Or the parents don't eat, so the kids can.
And if that's something that you've never experienced, that's great. Good for you. But there are plenty of people that are experiencing that right now. And that is what we are doing for our John and Tammy Food Fund. And we're going to make it fun for you
sure
as well.
We
have a blast out there. We're bringing some cheerleaders out. We are also giving you a chance to win Country Fest and Stagecoach tickets while you're out there. And again, we know that you don't need a reason to come out and do the right thing, feeding San Diego's hungry. But why not get a chance to go to Stagecoach? Why not score those Country Fest tickets next year?
We'll see you this Friday, 6 to 9. Fraser Farms in Oceanside. Directions at KSON.com. The biggest chatter online is that Glenn Powell was going to be named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Was there a buzz? I didn't know
there was
a buzz about the announcement of the Sexiest Man Alive.
And it kind of made sense. He's a really hot actor right now, and literally hot actor right now.
Clearly we all know who Tammy is into.
I kind of thought that they would be right, but I was really kind of thrown by who People Magazine named as the Sexiest Man Alive.
And People stepped it up this year. They actually made a live announcement with Stephen Colbert last night.
This year's People's Sexiest Man Alive is John Krasinski. John Krasinski. Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, I mean, I mean, look at him. I just really thought this was going to be my year.
Hey, Steven. That's so official. I heard the news, and yeah. I had to come as soon as I could, because I know how bad you wanted to be People's Sexiest Man Alive. Steven, it's okay, all right? You're not the sexiest man alive. But who cares? Who is? Except for me, apparently.
So, John Krasinski's wife, actress Emily Blunt, said that if that ever happened to him, she would wallpaper their house with the cover of People Magazine with
true?
Him on it. And when John Krasinski was talking with People Magazine about it, he said, do you have that on camera? Because I think that would be a binding contract. My children will love that. It won't be weird at all.
That's hilarious. He's one of those guys that women worship and dudes want to be because he's just so, like, normal seeming.
Yeah.
And cool and incredibly gifted.
I mean,
whether it's obviously Jim from The Office, but then the guy pulled off Jack Ryan. A Quiet Place. By the way, Mr. Emily Blunt. This Justin Krasinski is doing okay for himself. And now Sexiest Man Alive, even though Tammy's in an outrage that it's not Glenn Powell.
No, I'm not in an outrage. As a matter of fact, all you have to see is one of the shirtless pictures of him when he was playing Jack Ryan. You're like, okay, I totally get it.
He buffed up. He buffed up for Jack Ryan.
He buffed up. Oh, hang on.
Easy.
Yes. Well, I want to throw another name in the mix. I love John Krasinski, mm-hmm. so I'm okay with this pick.
Jessica, but you can't go with Jeff Goldblum every year, for God's sake. Our man is, come on. He's a great grandpa at this point.
He's my hear me out cake pick.
He's what?
My hear me out cake pick.
hear me out, cake?
Like, most people don't think of that person as being sexy, but you really do, and I'll explain why. Hear me out.
And there's a cake. It's a whole TikTok thing.
Hear me out, cake?
Yeah, it's a whole TikTok
thing. I hate feeling left out. I hate not knowing what's going on in the world. I need to be more aware of what's happening.
Anyways, right. Pedro Pascal. Where's the love for Pedro Pascal?
Oh, yeah.
Because my pick for sexiest man alive right now, I would say he's the internet zaddy. I mean,
would you stop it with the lingo? My God, hear me out, cake. Zaddy. Knock it off. Now I'm irritated.
God, I'm sorry. Will there be any zaddies or hear me out cakes in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge questions, John?
Clearly not. But that's coming up at 833-287-1037, and it's your chance to go to Boots in the Park. That's going to be super zaddy
used it completely wrong.
There'll be plenty of zaddies there. Is that proper? I don't even care. 833-287-1037. Do you want to go to Boots in the Park and see Old Dominion? Bunch of zaddies there, I'll bet. 833-287-1037. Call now and take on Tam and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Tammy, you've said it a lot, knowing me as long as you have, that just weird, unusual things happen to me that I should document.
Might make
an interesting book someday. I think it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. It makes you very interesting.
So this happened to me, and I've got absolutely no explanation.
Okay.
I'm completely in the dark. Since I was a sophomore in high school, have had a retainer, a metal piece behind my lower teeth.
Yes.
I have to have it there or my teeth move.
Mm-hmm.
I got up in the middle of the night, went to go, do what men do in the middle of the night, got a glass of water. Something felt weird. Something feels different. I can't put my finger on it. But then it hits me. My retainer's gone. It's not there. I have no idea where it is. I just know that it's gone. I'm rubbing the back of my teeth right now with my tongue. It's not there.
You ate
somehow it. I must have eaten my retainer. How did I not realize that I was swallowing? That's the only explanation I can think of. And at the risk of sounding way too personal, wouldn't I have realized it by now?
I don't know. What was it? Not a week and a half ago, I ate my crown off my tooth without realizing it.
A crown is small.
But how big is it?
I'm going to go ahead and say, how big is this?
Don't really measure.
You tell me. How big is this?
I would say that's about 2 inches.
Yeah, okay. So it's about a 2-inch piece of metal that was across the back of my teeth.
How thin?
Like a wire.
Oh, a 2-inch wire? Oh, yeah. You ate it. You ate it.
But it's sharp, and it's held in by cement. How did I not realize that it's gone? And it took me, like, I'm talking like hours to realize that what's different? Mm-hmm. What's something? Why do I? It just feels weird behind my teeth. Oh my God, my retainer's gone.
Uh-huh.
I looked around the couch. Uh-huh. I looked around the bathroom. I looked around my bed.
Yeah.
It's gone. Yeah. It's in me.
I think you swallowed it.
I ate my retainer. Oh, well, who eats a dental device?
I did. So I guess.
But a piece of metal? When I was a little kid, I had a loose tooth I accidentally swallowed. I cried for days because I didn't think the tooth fairy was going to come.
Yeah.
And I know where that tooth ended up. That's the thing. I share everything I know, but this is concerning
to
me.
You had to have eaten it. Just recently, what have you eaten that you were absolutely in love with and you were enjoying it so much that's all you were thinking about was what you were eating?
I think I know what it was. And it wasn't even like I enjoyed it that much. I love the story that you're planting, but it's not even that. I finally broke down last night because I don't even know what. And I ate one of my leftover stupid Charms Blow Pops from Halloween. I bet I cracked it when I ate that stupid thing. Because I can't wait for it to go to the gum part. I have to crack into it.
That's
what it was.
I bet it was.
I lost my retainer over a stupid Charms Blow Pop? What am I, 10? Think about that sentence that I just said. Would you picture a man in his 50s saying that sentence? I lost my retainer because I was sucking on a Charms Blow Pop. I'm sorry, you did what? Don't you have adult children, sir? Get out of my office. I'm very concerned, A, that I didn't realize I swallowed a piece of metal, and B, where is it?
We know where it is.
And C, what's going to happen when I figure out where it is?
Gosh.
Please,
do I have to go to a doctor? I'm not even joking. Do I have to go to a doctor for that? Only possible solution is that it's in me, and
when
I
you
swallowed
ate the gum
it.
And the blow pop. You knocked it right out, and it swallowed it right down.
Do you throw out the gum and the blow pop afterwards?
I spit it out, yeah.
Also, maybe it's in the blow pop.
It loses its flavor.
Yeah, maybe it's
in that gum, and you spit it out, and everything is fine.
Oh, for the love of God.
Please, and all nurses and doctors that are tempted to call right now and tell John horror stories, let's just
don't call
pump
me,
the
don't,
brakes.
Don't call me with good stories, please. Like, this is going to be okay. Yes. It's not going to tear up your insides because there's a piece of metal inside you.
Yeah,
I think you'll be okay.
Okay.
If you ate it last night, that means you haven't taken the garbage out, right?
No.
So you can check that when you get home. Sorry, I know that's what you wanted to spend your day doing. Going through the garbage.
Again, looking for my retainer. Like I'm a grade school kid.
Oh, my God. Only you.
Thank you. That's exactly my point.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, is Danny DeVito one of the sexiest bald men in the world? Well, I'll spare you the suspense. The answer is yes, and it's coming up at Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Rick, who's in Escondido. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Rick, do me a favor. Would you kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hey, Tammy, you mind leaving for a little bit?
You bet. Good luck.
Rick, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. We'll hook you up with $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store. Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, pal, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Sound good.
The Notebook recently made its Broadway debut in New York City. The show is based off the 2004 movie starring Rachel McAdams and this actor, who's celebrating his birthday this week.
Ryan Gosling.
Megan Fox is expecting her 4th child, her first with Machine Gun Kelly. Her previous 3 children are from her marriage to Brian Austin Green, who played David Silver in what drama series in the 90s?
90210.
True or false? According to the 2023 News Nation poll, over 50% of Americans decorate for Christmas before Thanksgiving. Is that true or false?
True.
Danny DeVito ranks number 6 on a list of the sexiest bald men in the world. Danny has played Frank Reynolds on what long-running sitcom on FX?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
And finally, David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson didn't always get along while they filmed X-Files, and David said he could have handled it better. The X-Files ran for 11 seasons on what network?
I don't know, CBS.
All right, let's get Tam back in. So, Rick, what you got going on today, pal?
Just a little bit of work.
Yeah? Are you working right now, or are you about to go to work?
About to go to work.
All right. Okay, cool, man. Rick, today, Tammy did 3 out of 5.
Nice job, Rick.
Thank you.
Tammy, The Notebook recently made its Broadway debut in New York City. The show is based off the 2004 movie starring Rachel McAdams and this actor, who's celebrating his birthday this week.
Ryan Gosling.
That is right. Rick knew that. 1-1. Megan Fox expecting her 4th child, the first with Machine Gun Kelly. Her previous 3 are from her marriage to Brian Austin Green, who played David Silver in what drama series in the 90s?
Beverly Hills 90210.
That is right. Rick knew that. It's 2-2. True or false? According to a 2023 News Nation poll, over 50% of Americans decorate for Christmas before Thanksgiving. Is that true or false? Notice I didn't say people like producer Jessica.
Right.
We know the answer for that one.
Oh, gosh. You got to pick right in the middle. I'm going to say that's... Are you asking me true or false or too high, too low? Sorry.
I'm asking you true or false. And to please pay attention to my
question.
That 50%. Yes.
I'm going to say false.
False is correct. I don't know who you are. Who are you again? It's false. 34% of people decorate prior, with a large percent decorating, including this guy, the day after Thanksgiving.
Makes sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it's 3-2, Tammy. Tammy, Danny DeVito ranks number 6 on a list of the sexiest bald men in the world. In the world. Danny's played Frank Reynolds on what long-running sitcom on FX?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Show's still going.
Yeah.
All right. It is now 4-3. Tammy and finally Tam, David Duchovny, and Gillian Anderson didn't always get along while they filmed The X-Files. And David said he could have handled it better. The X-Files ran for 11 seasons on what network?
X-Files. I think it was Fox.
It was Fox. That is correct. Rick went CBS today. It is a clean sweep. Tammy 5, Rick 3. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money today, pal. But we do have a great prize for you and everyone who plays the college this week.
You bet, Rick. Old Dominion is headlining Boots in the Park this year. It happens April 5th at Waterfront Park, and you have a pair of tickets.
Awesome. Can't wait. Thank you.
All right, Rick. Have a wonderful day, pal. Unfortunately, before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Rick in Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Have you ever had a painting or a picture give you the oogies, make you uncomfortable?
The oogies?
Yeah, that's what I was called. It gives me the oogies. Make you uncomfortable, make you feel weird. I've had this experience several times in my life, but most recently over the weekend, I went on a trip with my youngest son to Sedona, Arizona. We stayed in this lovely little VRBO, just the cutest little guest house. Loved everything about it, except a painting that was in the kitchen dining area where I felt the woman in the painting was judging me.
Hence the oogies.
Yes. I mean, I have no reason for judging it.
Explain that.
So, I mean, when you just looked at her, and I'll share this picture on our social so you can see her. First of all, she's sitting down. It's like she's staring right at you. She's got a crow on her knee. I'm not a fan of crows. I don't like them. And I just felt like she was going, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. And I actually said to my son, we'd been there for a little while. And I said, you know, honey, please don't think your mom is weird, but I need to cover that painting up. I need to cover her face because I feel
like
she's judging me. Yes. Yeah. I took some paper towel and I wrapped it over the back so you couldn't see her. But here's what Grayson said to me when I told him that. He said, no, I totally get it. Did you see the smaller picture of her that's in on the dresser? And I'm like, no. And he's like, yeah, it's in there. So I went to the dresser and I looked and he had already turned it around.
Really?
Because he didn't like it either.
What is with? Let me see a picture of the woman.
Yeah.
It is a woman, right? Is that what you said?
Yes. It's a woman with long white hair.
Okay.
And she's sitting down and she's got a crow sitting on her knee.
Oh, yes. I'm looking at it right now. Is she a nun?
No. That's her long white hair.
Oh, okay. All right.
And there's just
the nun,
something.
I can picture if she's a nun, I can picture the judgment part.
Yeah. And
as far as I see, she's a woman sitting there. Minding her own business with a crow on her leg.
Yeah, you don't find her face just a little kind of creepy?
I find her
judgy.
I don't get the judgy. But your thing is your thing. I'm not gonna invalidate it. I it looks like a painting to me. Yeah. But that's why you're bringing this up.
Yes.
Some people get freaked out. There's no explanation as to why.
Right?
Is a painting actually able to judge you? I mean, it's enough for Tammy to cover it up with a piece of paper towel.
I did. And, oh, my God. I don't know why it bothered me so bad. But clearly it bothered my son, too, because he had already turned the small picture around. Now, this is kind of nothing new for me. When I was a kid, my parents had a portrait of them in the living room. It was actually a photo, right? Professional photo. And when they would leave the house and leave us alone, we would put the Afghan from the couch over the picture because we just knew our dad could see us and was watching us, because no matter where you went in the room,
I see.
You he could see you, right?
Okay,
you know
sure.
What I mean?
His eyes followed you like,
yes.
like the Mona Lisa does.
Yes.
Okay, this explains things now. Now this makes more sense why you think paintings judge you, because
well,
you thought
all.
The portrait of your father haunted you since you were a kid.
I guess. Now there's plenty of paintings of people that don't bother me at all. This woman in particular, I don't know. There was just something about her.
My buddy has a piece of art that disturbs me when I see it. It's just like, what is that? Why do you have that hanging in your living room? I don't want to look at it. It's a woman and she's got a snake and it's just like, what the heck? Why would you look at that and think, I got a place for that?
Yeah.
That's my wall.
Have you ever experienced it? If something bothered you so much that you covered it or maybe took it down?
Have you felt judged by a piece of art? Did a piece of art follow you? Did it haunt you like it haunted Tammy and it turns out her son this past weekend? That's such a weird coincidence that he turned it around without even knowing that the painting freaked you out.
I know.
That's weird. That's really weird.
It is.
833-287-1037. Share your experience. The painting that judged you.
Or a photo. Doesn't matter.
Any piece of art will work. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
So cute. I found out one of those cheerleaders is our gardener David's little girl. I thought that was so cute. He was so excited she was there.
That was the Lakeside Vaquero Mighty Cheerleaders, made up of second through fourth graders. They're about to like go to nationals, I think, is what they said.
Yeah.
And they also rocked their version of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge theme. We are doing it again this Friday at Fraser Farms in Oceanside. We're asking you to come out, bring as much non-perishable food as you can for John and Tammy's food fund.
So what we need is, you know, canned vegetables, canned fruit, peanut butter, tuna fish. You can also bring diapers and formula as well. We are helping out the working poor, the elderly, and yes, some military families. And it is because of your generosity, your donations, that the San Diego Food Bank is able to deliver this food.
And it's also going to be really fun. Like last week's food fund was very fun with the cheerleaders stopping by. This time, Davey Rocket, fan, friend of the show, longtime contributor to the show as a local musician, and the co-author of Show Us Your Cans, the award-winning song from last year's food fund, will be returning this Friday to do a sequel to that song.
I can't wait to hear what you guys write and what you put together. Show Us Your Cans, part two.
Part deux, I think.
Part deux.
Part deux.
Okay.
We want to keep it very international sounding. That's happening Friday, and you can find out everything at KSON.com. Also, want to remind you, not that you need any bribery here, but whatever. If it works, it works. Let's get you out there with all the food donations that you can, and maybe you'll walk out with Stagecoach tickets or KSON Country Fest tickets for our big March show starring Justin Moore. We're giving away a pair of tickets to both of those during this Friday's food fund at Fraser Farms in Oceanside. Mom has every right to be very happy today as we speak about our family fantasy football league.
You're going to get spanked by your mom.
I already did. I already did get spanked by my mom, who I want to call Mommy since I'm a grown man.
Oh, you can always call her Mommy.
I never called her Mommy when I was a little boy, I don't think. No, it was always Ma.
Hi.
Hi, Mom. Did I ever call you Mommy as a little boy? It was always just Mom or Ma.
No, it was Mommy when you were little. Is that okay? But don't do it now. Okay, it's kind of weird.
Okay. So your son is a grown man. Calling you Mommy is weird for you.
Yeah, it is.
Mom, you can tell me to call you whatever you want as the winner of our huge matchup this week. Congratulations,
Yay,
Mom.
Yay, Bonnie. Woo!
Man, oh man, what a spanking. Well done.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, what's weirder, that or Mommy? Hold on.
No.
Bold talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Good Lord, we haven't started yet. We're spanking. We're calling people Mommy. What else is happening here?
I think the loss has gone to your head or something. I don't know. Holy cow.
I wouldn't be bothered at all if my adult kids called me Mommy.
Not even both your sons?
Mm-mm. Right. Unless they were doing it for a creepy reason, like, Mommy, can I have $10,000? Then yes, I would be like, no, don't call me Mommy.
So I guess the story here, Mom, is that Tammy loves her kids more than you love yours.
Oh my gosh, no.
I mean,
oh,
congratulations. You pasted me over the weekend. Tell us what victory tastes like, Mom.
Well, it's kind of a bittersweet because I'm still way in the bottom, but that's okay.
Mom's team was in last place. Couldn't tell this past week. She put her A game on the field, and they destroyed me. So well played, madam. I'm sorry, mother.
Thank you.
Mom, not
thank
mommy.
You, thank you.
Okay.
Not a madam. That's even worse.
Oh, jeez.
Well, this is really
where
falling
are you
apart.
Going? Don't you still work in a church?
Yeah, but not today.
Apparently. All right. I love you, Mom.
Thank you, son. Thank you for letting me win.
I didn't let you do anything, believe me.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Oh, thank you. Have a great week, okay?
Okay.
Bold talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Oh, gosh.
Thanks, Mom. Love you.
I love you, too.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Spring Valley. Say good morning to Jackie. Hey, Jackie.
Good morning.
Jackie, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you step out for just a moment, please?
You bet. Good luck.
Jackie, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
All right,
Jackie, here we go. Danny DeVito ranks number 6 on the sexiest bald men in the world list. Prince William is number 1. Who is Prince William's hairier brother?
Prince Harry.
Al Roker underwent gastric bypass surgery in 2002 and said he won't judge anyone for using Ozempic to lose weight. Quote, as long as it's safe and effective, good for you. Al does the weather on what TV morning show?
The Today Show.
Kevin Costner did not watch the latest episode of Yellowstone where the fate of his character John Dutton was revealed. He said, quote, I didn't know it was actually airing. Kevin has done a lot of sports-based movies. Which sport has he not done a movie on? Baseball, golf, or wrestling?
Wrestling.
Jessica Simpson is rumored to be divorcing her husband, Eric Johnson. Who was Jessica's first husband who was a part of the boy band 98 Degrees?
Nick Lachey.
Finally, John Krasinski was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive last night. John is married to Emily Blunt and also wrote and directed them both in the movie A Quiet Place. A Quiet Place spawned a sequel and most recently a prequel. What was the prequel named?
A Quieter Place? I don't know.
That's a good guess. Let's get Tam back in. So, Jackie, what's happening with you today? What's going on? Tell me something good.
Well, I'm sitting in traffic, which is no good.
No. No, that's the best thing you could pick?
I'm on my way to work.
Okay.
Okay. I've got a positive. The week is almost over.
There we have it. There we go.
It's Wednesday.
Jackie did 4 out of 5, Tam.
Nice job, Jackie.
Timmy, Danny DeVito ranks number 6 on a list of the sexiest bald men in the world. Prince William is number 1. No. You used to be in love with Prince William.
I know.
You're shaking your head no.
Now it's more, I would lean more towards Prince Harry.
In that case.
And it has nothing to do with being bald, because there's plenty of bald men that I think are all that.
This is going to be kind of a.
Sorry.
Who's Prince William's hairier brother?
Oh, Harry.
I just like the question. It's 1-1. Timmy, Al Roker underwent gastric bypass surgery in 2002 and says he won't judge anyone for using Ozempic to lose weight. Quote, as long as it's safe and it's effective, good for you. Al does the weather on what TV morning show?
Today Show?
Today Show is right. Jackie knew that. 2-2. Kevin Costner did not watch the latest episode of Yellowstone where the fate of his character John Dutton was revealed. He said, quote, I didn't know it was actually airing. Oh, that's a crock, Kevin Costner.
Yes, it is.
Please.
Sorry.
Please, bro. Kevin's done a lot of sports-based movies. What sport has he not done a movie on? Baseball, golf, or wrestling?
Wrestling.
Wrestling is right. Jackie knew that. 3-3. And sure you didn't know Yellowstone was on John Dutton. Jessica Simpson's rumored to be divorcing her husband, Eric Johnson. Who was Jessica's first husband? Who was part of the boy band 98 Degrees?
Nick Lachey.
That's right. It's 4-4. And finally, John Krasinski named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive last night. John's married to Emily Blunt. Also wrote and directed them both in the movie A Quiet Place. A Quiet Place spawned a sequel and most recently a prequel. What's the prequel named? It's really good. That's a clue.
I know. I just remember A Quiet Place too, but what was the prequel name? I want to do this.
All right, Jackie, no laughing at that. I like Jackie's guess better. A Quieter Place.
Oh.
A Quiet Place Day 1 is the prequel, rather. And it's really, really good. All right, well, today, Jackie, you guys finished with a tie. 4-4, which means no money in your future because Tammy, you know, all ties go to Tammy. But we still have a great prize for you.
Jackie, you are going to Boots in the Park. Old Dominion is the headliner. It happens April 5th at Waterfront Park.
Thank you. That's great. Fantastic.
Jackie, enjoy that. Have a wonderful time. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON. I am a wreck this morning. I shared earlier that I think I probably swallowed my retainer that's been in my mouth since I was a teenager. Just didn't even realize it. I just swallowed it.
It's also possible it's stuck in the gum that you spit out in the garbage. But
who eats a Charms Blow Pop? What am I, 10?
Anyway, Lisa is joining us, John, and she's a nurse, and she's got some advice for you.
Okay, Lisa, help me out, please.
All I'm saying is that if you go get an x-ray, which is a really easy thing to do, a piece of wire will show up. And if you do have a piece of wire, and if it is in your intestinal tract, you have a really good chance of puncturing your intestinal tract.
Great.
And you could die from it. And all I'm saying is just go get an x-ray. It's easy. It's not a big deal. You may have already passed it. But if you haven't passed it, it's an issue.
To go get an x-ray, there's walk-ins for that. We can get you set up with that after the show. You can just go walk in. It'll make you feel better.
I have to go now.
No,
did you not hear what she just said? Did you not hear the sentence? You could die from this? Oh, but wait till after the show.
Yes. And I'm just here to tell you, John, that you will die. We will all die. But you can probably make it till you're done with the show.
She's saying we're all going to die eventually, honey. She's trying to be a little lighthearted about it.
Yeah, I think you're going to make it till the end of the show, especially if you're not in pain. But,
well, I wasn't, but now I'm starting to think about it.
You do need to go.
My intestine's rupturing as we speak,
okay,
Tammy.
It is. Not, relax.
Probably.
She's being dramatic like you, John. She's poking at you.
Poking like that retainer inside my intestine.
I'm sorry.
So just go do a walk-in, get an x-ray. That'll show you. Then you know it's either in the trash or maybe it's in your sheets in your bed and you didn't look good enough.
There you go.
I could die.
Oh, you're not going to die. Stop.
You're not going to die today. I need you guys to play great country music because I'm driving to L.A.
See?
I'll hold off on the dying until it's more
yes.
convenient for everybody
yes.
else.
I appreciate it. That would be wonderful.
I appreciate it.
You know, if I do die on the air.
Oh, my
God. Think about the story.
It would be a good story to tell.
I mean, we get some good press.
Oh, my God, Lisa.
Didn't Tammy say you have the best stories, you should write a book? We will amend the ending of your book and say, and he died on the air from a wire embedded. Yeah.
John, killed by a retainer. That's what a way to go. What a hero.
Yeah.
No, Lisa.
Have a good day, everybody. Thank you for playing. Have a good day. Oh, you will. You will.
Sure.
See, you'll be just fine.
Yes. Of course. Love calls that have the words, you could die from it.
If it is embedded, what they have to do to get it out. We'll cross that bridge later.
She is totally, do you not understand, John? She is totally playing into you and the way that you react to things.
Tammy, I ate my retainer. Clearly, I don't understand.
You're going to be fine, but you do got to get an x-ray.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. I'm going to hang up because...
swallow weird things all the time. You're going to be fine.
I'm starting. I think I have a fever.
Swallow weird things all the time.
I think I have a fever. Right. Oh, there we go. 833-287-1037. Hey, weirdest thing you swallowed. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. Could you die? We'll find out on KSON. My nephew and my daughter's boyfriend are texting me right now because we're planning on going to the Chicago Bears against the Minnesota Vikings game when I am in the Midwest for Thanksgiving, which is a big deal, except I'm hesitant to make plans in the future now because who knows how long I've got eating my retainer.
And then Lisa
calls me up and says, hey, by the way, John, you could die. Just throwing it out there. You could die.
There's easy solutions here, John. A, on the way home, just stop at an urgent care and get an x-ray. That'll tell you if it's there.
The theory is that I was eating. I'm so ashamed of myself. I busted into my Halloween candy last night. I don't even know why. It wasn't even that good, but I ate a Charms Blow Pop. That's the only thing I can think of. That the retainer is stuck in a wad of that cheap gum from the sucker.
Well, listen.
Or it's in the garbage, or I swallowed it.
It's one of those things, or it could be laying in your bed, too. Maybe it fell out when you were sleeping.
It's cemented to the back of my mouth. How do you not feel that? I don't understand.
You broke the cement eating the blow pop, John, clearly.
Oh, I can't. God, I got to come up with a better story if I go to urgent care. I got to think of something better than that. I ate a blow pop. Who knows? I might not even make it to urgent care.
Oh, you're going to be fine. You're just going to go and you're going to get that x-ray. And we definitely want an update. Well, we want one today, but we definitely will update on the show tomorrow.
Okay, so
okay?
I'm going to change my... I'm going to change
it
my...
It's the ambulance.
There you have it. Perfect. Death alert. Death alarm.
You're going to be fine.
Okay.
Just be proactive. Go get an x-ray. After that, it'll be too much fun to guess where it's stuck.
Yes, that'll be our next sneaky sound.